Dave and Dan Janovic.
An incredible amount of water pooled on 1300 South at about 700 West this morning. That's the roaring water you're hearing from earlier today. A massive sinkhole opened up and swallowed up a guy's car. It was parked on the side of the road, and it just went under the water.
It's bobbing like an apple. I mean, it is incredible to watch this. Number one, the amount of water that is just pouring out. Obviously, a water main that got hit. It is just bubbling and pouring out. And you've got this car that is submerged, at least half of it, maybe two-thirds of that car just bobbing in the water.
In a moment, we're going to hear from Kara Bracken of KSL 5 TV, who's been on the scene all morning long. My understanding, it was a water main that broke. Let's get to the guy who lost his car in the water. Flavio, good morning.
Good morning.
Is your car out of the water right now?
Yes, it is, actually. It looks like it just got hit by a tornado.
Really? Describe the damage, because as we're watching this video, it is just bobbing in the water.
That video you guys managed to obtain was like a few minutes before it actually sunk in the whole way. It was sitting at the bottom. I was talking to the guy that was trying to dig it out, fish it out, and he said that the hole was at least 20 by 20. The car itself is hatched. It's about no more than 5 feet tall, and it just completely disappeared in the water.
What kind of car was it?
It's a Dodge Caliber 2010. Well, it was.
And it's a sedan, right?
Yes.
So how did you know where your car went? Did you hear it?
It's like I'm telling everybody. We woke up. Our roommates woke us up. They're like, something, a pipe broke. We got up. The water was only up to our ankles at that point. Matter of maybe 5-10 minutes while we were getting most of the important things out, just in case the water came any further up. The water just started going and going. We tried to barricade the front door. That didn't work out very well. Again, another 10-15 minutes go by, and that's when you guys were able to capture the video of the car kind of rolling around. Another 15-20 minutes later, it was completely gone. So in the matter of 45 minutes tops, the car was completely submerged.
Did you think at any point, I'm going to try to save this car, or did you know it was gone from the get-go?
I actually wanted to, because it was my only reliable car. I just had a baby 3 months ago, so it's a newborn. And I asked the firefighter, I was like, can I go out and move it? And he's like, I don't think you should. He's all like, if it's a big main, he's all like, there's going to create or there is going to be a sinkhole. We didn't expect it to get that big enough to where the car actually started rolling inside the pit, the sinkhole. And it looks like it got every single window's broken. It looks like it got hit from the front. It's totaled, completely gone. Even if it wouldn't have been submerged, it looks like it got hit by a train.
Well, Flavio, we're sorry about your car. We're so glad, though, that nobody was inside of that when that happened. Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know what happened this morning. Let's get to Kara Bracken, KSL 5 TV's Kara Bracken, been live on the scene all morning. First of all, Kara, welcome to the KSL family. We're glad to have you on board with us, but wow, what a crazy scene out there this morning.
Isn't it, though? And thank you so much for the warm welcome. I chatted with the Salt Lake City Fire Department, and they said, their battalion said, that they've seen a lot of water main breaks, that this was one with a sinkhole that they'd never seen before. And they said that water main break, they said it was 16 inches, and it was there since the 40s. So, you know, there's that. And then you also heard from Flavio, you know, that car, it was completely gone. I had talked with Flavio while out there, and I said, hey, you know, is this your car that's been caught by the sinkhole? There was another vehicle. He has a Mustang, too. And it was also, you know, in the water. And we thought that was the one in the sinkhole. He said, no, there's a whole other car. You can't even see it.
Wow.
So that just kind of gives you an idea of really how deep that water was and how strong that current was.
Were any other cars involved, or did the damage in the water just stay in the street, or did it flood other homes?
Yeah, so we heard from the fire department. They said that 4 homes, including Flavio's, were damaged with water. And so that closed part of 1300 South. We're still out here close to the scene, and that road is still closed as we speak. So there are going to be people that are going to be relying on the Red Cross for a hot minute to try to figure out where they need to go since they're going to be displaced.
Kara Bracken, we know you got to run to do a live shot, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to see, KSL 5 News at noon in just about 15 minutes. Before you get off the air with us, though, you mentioned something just a moment ago, that this infrastructure that gave way this morning has been there since the 1940s?
That's correct. Yeah, the 40s. We talked with the Salt Lake City Public Utilities Department, and they said it, you know, had been there since the 40s. It busted. They're still trying to figure out exactly, you know, why it busted. But you know, that's still the question. That's the next follow up that we'll be working on.
Kara Bracken, thank you so much for joining us, KSL 5 TV reporter, and you've got to see her report because the video is truly remarkable. The damage to this vehicle, it was just a complete loss, obviously.
I'd like to take phone calls from our listeners. Maybe it's not a massive water main break you're worried about in your neighborhood, or a sinkhole you're worried about, but maybe there's other things going on in your neighborhood, and it's time for our cities, our counties, our state to deal head on with very, very old infrastructure and get this stuff changed out and updated.
How do you do that? I mean, so overwhelming. It's a great conversation, but we want your phone calls. What are you worried about? What is the sinkhole in your neighborhood? Is it the sinkhole? Is it the sewer? Is it the
power lines?
I mean, there's so much, especially in these older neighborhoods, that can go wrong. Give us a phone call, 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK.